Earth Week continues, and if you want to help make a difference, you don't have to look beyond the UIS campus. An Earth Week fair is taking place today, and to talk about that and other events, Megan Stiles and Claire Casper are with the Sustainability Committee at UIS, and they're with us today. And Claire, why don't I start with you? The Earth Week fair, explain what this is.
It's a fair where we asked community members who are also involved in sustainability in Springfield are coming to campus to set up booths, to share information to students and faculty members and anybody from the community who has time that wants to come to campus and kind of check it out. We currently have 14 confirmed organizations that are going to be coming to share information.
And so they can find out about all sorts of things to basically live a greener life, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So some of the organizations are businesses that have sustainable produce that are coming. And then there's also different organizations that just have initiatives essentially about like Grow Springfield, Slow Sue Springfield that offer additional information about how to be more sustainable.
Megan, it seems like a big obstacle is always getting people to understand that, you know, one person can really make a difference. A lot of people think, you know, well, what can I do to improve the earth and help the earth and become a, you know, a greener society? What can one person do? But one person is where it all starts.
Very true. A lot of time it's easy to get overwhelmed when you think about the state of the environment and some of the problems that we're facing. But the answer is really to focus locally on what you can do to make a difference as an individual or as a member of your community. And so we're really excited because this fair, a lot of these are nonprofit organizations, and we're hoping some of our students, faculty, and staff will want to get more involved as volunteers, as donors. Some of them will have jobs in the environmental sector for our graduating students. So it's really a cool opportunity for people to see what's already going on in Springfield and how they can easily become a part of that.
It's important for young people to get involved, especially build habits early.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's a Tolstoy quote that's something like you spend the rest of your life reliving the habits you establish when you're young, something along those lines. And so we're hoping to tap into that, establish good habits, things that make you feel valuable in your community now, and it'll be easy to spend a lifetime doing that.
We mentioned the Earth Week Fair, which is taking place today on the campus, but also the UIS Community Garden. You're going to be launching that, and that is on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday between 9 and 1, we're going to have an official garden work party. And at 10:30, Chancellor Cook is going to come out, and we're actually going to have a dedication ceremony to launch the garden. So we grew a lot of the plants, the seedlings, in the greenhouse here on campus, and we planted 2 weeks ago. So we've already got some good green plants developing. So on Friday, we're going to do this official dedication, and we're also going to do some beautification projects, creating signage to educate people about what's going on in the garden and just getting people more involved. We'll also have a picnic after the dedication. So if you're available on Friday and want to come out, the garden is off Shepherd Road. It's in the north lawn of the Shepherd House, which is actually rented by the Illinois State Historical Society.
And by community garden, what do we mean by that exactly?
So this is actually a true collaborative community garden. It's not an allotment garden where people sign up for individual spaces, but rather a space where we all plant together. We have vegetable beds, and we'll have garden work days, a couple days a week all summer long. But people can also come and hang out in the space whenever they like. And if you contribute in any way to the garden during the semester or during the summer, you're more than welcome to share in the bounty come harvest time.
And Megan, a lot of people have already helped participate in this garden up to this point.
Yeah, so this is truly a student-led initiative. There were some students in my Intro to Sustainability class in fall that actually developed this, the plan for the garden, as a class project, and now they're actually bringing it to fruition. And those students have done a wonderful job of soliciting all kinds of donations from the community so that we've needed very little kind of financial input for this. We got the seeds donated from Seed Savers Exchange. They're all heirloom varieties. Habitat for Humanity provided the wood for our garden beds. Leadership for Life, which is a volunteer initiative here on campus, gave us the money for our compost, which we got organic compost from Copper Tree Organics here in Springfield. And the chancellor's office kicked in the money for our deer fence because our biggest challenge is keeping the deer from eating our produce before we can. So all of these organizations are already involved, and that's part of the community we're trying to build through this garden.
Make sure that deer fence is up early, right?
So. Yes, that was the first thing. If you're not able to come out on Friday and you'd like to contribute financially to the garden, we have established a GoFundMe account. So if you go to GoFundMe/UIS Garden, you'll find our page, which describes some of the things that we're hoping to use the money for, including a small greenhouse and maybe a small shed on the site. Any funds that you contribute will go directly to supplies for the garden. But again, we're always happiest to have you in the garden volunteering your time.
Okay, Megan Stiles and Claire Casper, they're both with the Sustainability Committee at UIS, talking about Earth Week activities on the UIS campus. Today, the Earth Week Fair from 10 until 2, that's at the Colonnade on the campus.